This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. European Union leaders have given their approval to sanctions over the political crisis in Belarus after overcoming objections from Cyprus by agreeing to send a tough message to Turkey. The move clears the way for travel bans and asset freezes on around 40 members of President Alexander Lukashenko's regime, allegedly responsible for poll rigging at an August 9th election and a subsequent violent crackdown on protests. There was broad support for the Belarus sanctions among EU member states. The United Kingdom and Canada have already declared their own targeted measures. But Cyprus was holding out against the decision, arguing that the member states should first make a move against Turkey in response to its drilling for gas in disputed waters. The presidents of France, Russia, and the United States called on Thursday for an immediate ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces around Nagorno-Karabakh. But Turkey's president said the three big powers should have no role in the peace moves. They called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between the relevant military forces in the heaviest clashes since the 1990s. France, Russia, and the United States are co-chairs of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Minsk Group, set up to mediate in the decades-old conflict over the mountainous enclave in the South Caucasus. But in a speech to Turkey's parliament just before the three countries' statement, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he opposed their involvement. Dozens of people have been reported killed and hundreds wounded since Sunday in fighting that has renewed concern about stability in the South Caucasus, a corridor for pipelines carrying oil and gas to world markets. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.